Hello and welcome to this week's Second Shift. It's not Cerebral Satire this week, and I am your host, Ant the Vigilante. No living legend is in hospital, so get well soon, mate, you haggis-eating, skirt-wearing, iron-brew-drinking bastard. So that means I'm in the hot seat, as I said, and because of that, I decided to rope in my old pals from Cerebral Satire. And first up with me today is a man who has hosted more second shifts than he's ever had sex. He's a bus-driving, sausage-roll-eating, kiddie-fiddling wanker. It's me old mate, Wayne as a baker. How are you, mate?
I'm good. The fact is, I was going to point out the sausage roll bit, but...
You do like a sausage roll, don't you? You love a little sausage roll, don't you?
Sausage roll.
It's got to be warmed up with some brown sauce.
Yeah, a little sausage roll, a bit of brown sauce on the sausage roll in his mouth. Loves
disgusting.
It. Little tub. Oh, hello. Who's that? So finally, we have a visitor from the old US of A, isn't he?
God damn he likes America.
Mohawks. He loves Mohawks as much as lesbians do. Don't sit on his sofa because he's more than likely fucked it. It's the owner of the DSJMP network. That is before he sold most of it away to me and Wayne.
That's right.
It's only Devil Vamp, isn't it?
Hey guys, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm good. I like to be heard over in the UK so that when I go over there, I can have fanfare if I ever get over there.
I was going to say, when are you coming over?
I don't know. I don't know. Eventually. Everyone will know my voice by the time I get over there, though. It'll be great. It'll be fucking fantastic. I'll have like a cricket waiting for me when I get off the plane. It'll be fucking great.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. What's going on this weekend?
Not a lot, really. It's been a good week in wrestling, hasn't it? So
yes,
going to be a bit different this week, this sort of second shift, because I'm in the hot seat. And, you know, we're going to start with the emails like we always do, and then we'll go on to picks for Battleground, because that's coming up.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about our highlights, and then we'll get out of here. No quiz, because I couldn't be bothered. And no news, because I couldn't be bothered either. So we get this
shit.
The host with the most.
I'm telling you.
So should we get this show on the road then, boys?
Yeah.
We'll start with the first email. And seeing as he's here, we might as well let Wayne read him, mightn't we?
Oh, fuck. I miss Wayne on WrestleCast reading emails. Yes. Mainly, let Wayne read some emails.
Because he's funny. Because you can't read Wayne.
Can't read
you know, and people like laughing at people that can't do things. And we'll just point at you going, look at that dyslexic retard.
No. The words don't muddle on the page. They go into my head. I can read myself. It's just then when I went, go to relay the words, they just crumble.
You know, Wayne taught me a new word this weekend about wrestling.
Did he?
Yeah, said something about pap. What's PAP, Wayne? I don't know what that is. What is that? You were tweeting me.
Sounds like something Scott Steiner would say.
Pap! You're pap!
Come on, Ant. You must know pap. Don't say it's another Suffolk word.
Oh, well, that means that's a load of shit, yeah?
Is that what that is?
Pap.
It's just that's what you say when like you're six, when it's a really nice way of saying like shit.
Oh, so you can't say shit,
really,
so you say
nice
pep.
Word.
So it's like saying pap, it's like saying duty.
Yeah, yes, gotcha. Exactly, gotcha. The same.
Gotcha. That's a bit pap, that is.
Do-do.
I am a nice person, so.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, he's not. Don't tell him that.
He is a nice person.
He's not. He's a fucking cunt.
Oh,
I'm not supposed to say that on this show. I forgot about those rules.
Turn the drip up, numb him.
We own this fucking place anyway, yeah, don't matter.
What's our first email? I own this bitch.
Wayne, talking of numpties and a load of old pap, who's our first emailer?
Fuck?
I've got DRGs up, so should we go with
that? Yay!
Right, let's go with this
one. See how fast DRG can put me to sleep.
Dear two S's. With the idea GFW has the mission statement of working with all promotions, I have a question for you. Could Jarrett and GFW be seen as the neutral mediation point for free trade of talent involving non-WWE contracted talent?
What's that? What?
Why would GFW be the free trade one when they're signing people themselves? So he's saying they're going to be the go-through, like the... I guess like a talent management team, right? That's essentially what he's saying, right?
Yeah, basically, GFW be the one where
it's going to be like an old NWA sort of thing, isn't it? Is that what you're sort of getting at? It's going to be like an old...
I can see where you're coming from with that. This would be like the... Yeah, sort
like
of. They'd come together and do shows all together in GFW, and then, but obviously, go back to work for their normal promotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the AWA used to meet, what, like a quarterly period and be trade talent and stuff like that. Is that what he's suggesting?
Not even that. I think just
I thought he was talking about like a management team, like a go through filter, like, oh, you want this?
I think he signed GFW be like a slutty promotion, use everyone else's talent to do their own thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you sort of just probably get dibs of like the show money and stuff, and then you go back to your thingy.
There is advantages of doing something like that, because it's almost like having agency staff. You sort of ship people in and all over the place.
Absolutely, that's all
you
do.
It does keep things fresh in a promotion as well, because it is almost a sort of conveyor belt of talent.
But that,
so one minute they're in Japan, the next minute they're in Global Force Wrestling, and the next minute they could be in England.
Yeah,
so
but
it does keep things fresh.
But there's a problem with that.
It keeps it fresh, but you've got no continuity.
I think you should have a stable of guys, almost like a bit like old school, you know, when you sort of had the jobbers. Those sort of jobbers should be sort of agency talent that come from all over the place who got to do a job, whereas you should have 10-15 guys who are completely working for your company. And if you have that with all of the promotions, they can. So if a GFW guy goes over to New Japan, he can job out to the Japan guys, and vice versa when they come over here.
But don't you think eventually it's going to make it a little bit boring when every single week you're going to go, okay, who's going to be the new guy this week? Or you think it'll be exciting going, who's going to be the new guy this week?
Exactly. I think it would be.
Exciting?
It's different to what we're getting currently, which is a decent thing. Yeah. Rule for variety.
He's got an example here. So, for example, let's say that New Japan wants to use El Patron for the G1 Climax tournament. Uh-huh. Or if TNA wants to utilize Kushida or Drago for Destination X show, could Jarrett, using the GFW brand, be the fair middleman?
He is talking about AWA. It's exactly what he's talking about. When they used to trade talent, so Hulk Hogan would be... You would get Hulk Hogan in the north, but you'd have to trade him for, like, Andre the Giant in the south or something like that. You'd have to... They're trading for the territories.
Yeah, he's going back to the old territories,
globally.
I don't mind that approach. I honestly don't mind that approach. I think it's a decent way to go, because you're never going to contend with someone like WWE. Just let WWE do what they do. If everyone else is working with each other, hell, you could be as much as
I hate Jeff Jarrett and I think he's a twat. I really want to hear because I probably won't be able to see it, but hear or see his first couple of shows or whatever. I don't think this TNA thing, this invasion story is going to... I think it's too little too late, to be honest with you.
I think that story run its course.
I think TNA is pretty much over. It's done. And I know everyone's always said that for years and years, but I mean, come on now. It's just not...
Come on, I've given up watching it.
Yeah, not many people watch it now. Not many people care about it. Not many people go to the shows. There's not that much talent left in there. It's either getting scalped by GFW or they're just leaving because they're not getting fucking paid in general. So
the problem with TNA is that they do have talent there. And it's just the whole structure.
I don't know. The big names that everyone used to say about them have gone. Joe, Aries, AJ.
Yeah, but they were big names.
Bull and Billy.
What TNA could do is build their own names, like they've done with EC3.
That's what Rockstar I was going to say. Two.
Rockstar Spud is on the Kenny decline King. Now.
Bromance doesn't count fully. They don't work for TNA full time.
Kenny King.
Kenny King is not a draw.
I think he's incredibly talented.
I think he's hugely talented. He was the one guy that stood out to me. Him and Rick Roots kid. Him and Rick Roots kid were the two most that stood out to me. Awesomely, I just don't think he's a draw. I just don't. I don't see any draws in that. The only person that was a draw in that.
I see the potential.
Not in DNA. He's not going to be.
Yeah, potential. Again, you don't draw money on potential yet, do you? You need finished articles to be leading your company, and they've only got one.
Yeah, but sometimes the best way to rebuild is to strip everything to the bone and start again.
How many times are we going to strip TNA to the bone and start again? 50? 50 more? 25 more? 30 more?
There's no bone left.
There's nothing left. There's no meat. There's no bone. There's no bone marrow. It's done, man. It's done.
I'm not watching it at the minute. I know that, but I'm not going to just shit on the company just because
We're not shitting on the company. We're just stating facts. It's just a fact. And if GFW comes in, takes over the time slot, takes over the name, I'm down for that. TNA is dead. The name has no value whatsoever. DRG is screaming at his radio right now. I get that.
But well, no, I think a rebrand is the sensible way to go.
Exactly.
They do need to lose the like I said, when you strip something back, go completely
all the way.
Go balls in with it.
If they go all the way, there's a potential
they call it GFW.
Yeah. If there's if they go all the way, there's a potential they could salvage something of that company in general. I think they also need to get rid of her,
especially with their links to Japan.
Yeah.
As well at the moment. So I think that there is certainly potential in the long run, but we're talking 12 months.
Yeah.
And we've got 11 more months of people shitting on TNA before that angle finally comes through.
But the
agree.
Yeah, I agree. But GFW, I mean, if they're a thoroughfare for talent to come in and come out, and then to schedule people and things like that, I can see it being successful.
Angle.
I can see it being successful.
Yeah, Wayne, is that it from?
No, you know,
the RG from Texas.
No, that's not it.
Shitloads more. I'm not gonna lie, but
go ahead.
We've covered everything of it, so there's no point.
Okay.
Did we really?
Right now, yeah.
Well, DRG's been mad you didn't read his email.
What's going on about like the band? And NWA other companies and stuff. I think we've really covered it. So.
All right, fair enough.
Cool.
You want to do
all right then, Wayne? What's the next one? Who's the next one from?
Oh Christ, I've got to navigate this.
You want to do MP3 real quick?
Yeah, let's do an MP3 while Wayne fucking tries to navigate technology. Who's the first MP3 from?
I think this is from Finn Fish.
It's from Finny Fish.
Yep.
Of the LC.
Hey, second shift. This is Finn Fish, the SCU. And from a creative standpoint, where do you see Kevin Owens going after Battleground? Especially if he were to lose to John Cena. Or how do you see that whole situation playing out? I'd like to hear your response. And I hope I can call into the second shift next week.
All right.
Thanks, Finn Fish, for that. Awesome phone call. So, boys, what do you reckon with what Finn Fish said? What about what for Kevin Owens after Battleground if he loses to John Cena? Wayne?
I really can't see him losing to John Cena.
If he loses to John Cena, I'd still see a triple threat match. Or if we don't get... Well, no, we'll get Dolph Ziggler back by then. It's going to be a triple threat match between Cena, Cesaro, and
you reckon that's
Kevin
a SummerSlam?
Yeah, because...
A shoe-in for SummerSlam, is it?
Owens beat Cesaro at one point. So if Cesaro is technically the next person up for the championship, which I guess he is, then if he loses, I don't see him losing either. I think I called Owens. I can bring up the stats, the picks. I'm pretty sure I called Owens on that match. It makes sense. He gets a rematch. If Owens wins, he gets a rematch. John Cena gets a rematch. It'll be at SummerSlam, and they're going to add Cesaro to that match.
See, the way I see it on that angle, dispelling a, you know, going away from the question and such, the way I see it is the whole point of Cena's run with this title was to build a new superstar, and he's done it in Kevin Owens, but he has to pass the mantle over. He has to actually get the belt.
I think he's done it twice.
Otherwise, you're just going to go round and round in circles.
I think he's
no
done it twice. I think he did it with Cesaro, and he did it with Kevin Owens.
But yeah, so Wayne, what was you saying? And you don't think it's going to happen either, do you?
No, but right, as you showed, if what I reckon will happen,
if
he loses, he'll become like Kevin Owens will become a bit of everyone that John Cena has buried. So he'll wear an apron like Bray Wyatt. He'll start impersonating people like Damian Sandow.
What the fuck are you
talking?
Just mash them all together.
He's talking nonsense.
You are. Are you high?
Yeah, he's talking just nonsense. Just to talk.
Well,
nonsense.
I thought I'd come up with bullshit theory because I really can't see him losing to John Cena. this week.
All right, so let's say he does lose to John Cena. Where is he going? He's got Cesaro. He's got...
Yeah, he'll go on to a feud with Cesaro.
Ziggler. He's got Neville. He's got Stardust. He's got... I'm trying to think of all the mid-card guys right now he's messing with.
What? Yeah.
He could go for the mid-card.
I was going to say, that's the issue. He's been
Kevin Owens not mid-card.
You can't name drop him.
He can't
you
be drop, top.
If you have someone flirt with the top and then put them in the mid card like that quick, then they seem about right.
Cena and Owens are not at the top right now. That's Seth Rollins at the top right now. Seth Rollins
I think,
and Dean Ambrose.
Either way, the long run, we're looking at long run. I think Owens and Lesnar will come to head at some point.
You think WrestleMania?
That could be your next angle. Let's say he loses to Cena. Let's say if he loses to Cena, then at SummerSlam, he's not booked in a match. Brock Lesnar versus, let's say, Seth Rollins again.
Yeah.
And there's an interference from Mr. Owens. And then that it sets up your Brock Lesnar feud.
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
I'm saying if. You know, it's just another way. There's so many different, there's a myriad of different ways you can go around things like that. But he has to stay, ultimately, he has to stay at the top.
I still think there's a really good possibility Zayn's going to be back by the time he gets to WrestleMania. There may be a Zayn Owens match at WrestleMania.
I think you're looking at Royal Rumble, Owens getting eliminated by Sami Zayn.
I think that's a good possibility.
That's my call for the
other. That's the other thing, too. If he loses to Cena, he could go for the Intercontinental Championship. Instead.
He could, and he could take that in any day of the week because Ryback just really ain't cutting it.
It's either going to be Ryback or it's going to be Miz or Big Show. So I think I went for Big Show.
Yeah, ain't going to be me. What? You went for Big Show?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I picked Big Show. I picked Big Show. I mean, we can get into it. Well, you know what? Let's finish the emails. We'll get into it when we do our picks.
The only relevant thing he's done in the last 10 years has been able to cry on cue.
He dressed up as the baby.
I'll tell you about it when we get into picks. Wayne,
Wayne, have you got the next email? Because we have got about 28 to get through.
I'm not fucking reading 28.
Shit.
I'm not doing my job today.
Right.
Where's this one from?
Sheep lover from New Zealand.
All right.
G'day, fellas. Carter here. I thought that for this week I'd keep this topic Irish.
Okay. Oh, bugger me, Jesus.
Oh, bugger me, Jesus.
With the notorious Conor McGregor capturing the UFC interim featherweight title last week and NXT's Finn Balor winning the NXT championship in Tokyo. Hell, even Becky Lynch debuting on the main roster. Could we possibly see Sheamus winning the WWE World Heavyweight Championship soon? After all, is money Mr. Money in the Bank? Me, personally, I'm loving this influx of Irish stars, because he loves the Irish, in both WWE and UFC. I love Sheamus, especially since he's come back with his new look and turned heel. I hope he recaptures the World Heavyweight title sometime soon. I'd love it if at Battleground, Brock beats Rollins for the title. I only have Sheamus successfully cash in Brock, leading to Sheamus Brock at SummerSlam.
Jesus Christ.
What do you guys think? Thanks for another great show last week. Kata out.
Out, yeah. Is there a PS? No, good. All right, I'll start with...
PS, all you guys absolutely suck at killer. And who am I? Lols.
If they suck so much, Kat, then why don't you get your ass on the show? How about that?
Yeah, for once. Let me start with the guy with the shit Sheamus haircut. So, Vamp, what did you reckon to Kat's email?
I don't think either one's related. As big of a fan as I was, that UFC 189, which it was an awesome show. All the fights were fantastic on it. Lots of blood, lots of violence. It was great. It was great. Great fights. I don't think anything has to do with the fact that they're Irish or anything like that. Maybe if we were talking UFC, it might have something to do with it. But
he's talking about like the influx of Irish people in sports, which, to be fair, Kata, you already mentioned four.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's like, you know.
I wouldn't call four an influx.
I would call the more. There's a bigger women's movement in sports than there is a Irish movement in sports right now. But coming off the high that he probably saw at UFC 189, which is in Las Vegas, in United States, Las Vegas, it was a huge. It was they estimated it was probably around 60% Irish people in the crowd. It was insane.
They get every fucking word, don't they?
Dude, it was insane the amount of Irish people in that crowd.
Kata, from half a guy who's got a little bit of Irish blood in him.
Wish I had some Irish blood on me.
Bugger me, Jesus. I got some
Irish coming in.
I got some green blood in me.
So I had some Irish pussy on me right now.
Sheamus as WWE champion? No, please, no.
No,
that's gonna happen.
I don't think so. I don't think it is. I don't think it is either. Him and Brock would be a good fight because Sheamus is just—he's a great wrestler. I just don't think it's gonna happen. I really don't.
I also think it'll be good for Sandow to lose that stigma of like the only guy not to cash in. I think there should be a few guys.
Wasn't there another guy?
Cena and Sandow.
Cena did too.
Was
Cena failed too. I thought there was one more, but yeah, I mean, two's not a lot.
No, Cena and Sandow,
the only failed cash-ins.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Sheamus tried to cash in either at SummerSlam, on Brock, or maybe even Battleground. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not really using that briefcase right now. He's not like most of them do. You know, most of them come out and talk shit. Oh, money in the bank, blah, blah, money in the bank every single week, and he's not doing that. So I think it's going to be a short run. I think it's going to be a quick cash in. And I don't think he's going to win. He's definitely not going to cash in and win on Brock. That's not happening.
Because they normally have within the first month a couple of teasers, and they're not done one, have they?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Or he loses the briefcase to someone.
I think they're definitely putting that briefcase on the old back burner at the minute. So, Wayne, do you think there's an influx of Irish lovers and sports people all over the world?
Influx of Irish lovers on my dick right now. That'd be great.
Becky Lynch Thanks. Looked amazing.
Oh,
last night.
She looked amazing. She looked amazing.
She looked better than that man.
Oh, she looks so good.
Wayne, ask your question.
Well, you two are waffling. I was trying to decode what
you're
saying.
We're waffling, but you need to be talking.
Yeah, there's Irish people. There's always been Irish people.
Oh, for fuck's sake, brilliant. Brilliant. All right, next one. There's always been Irish.
Always been Irish people. What are you talking about?
That's true. Stupid email. Please send another one next week.
Second shift. Weren't that
many during the potato famine, was there?
You guys ready? Kai's recording on his speakerphone again. You ready?
Oh, okay. Kai, MP3, let's do it.
Hey, second shift, sending this in before I catch my flight in a few hours, but I'm going to kick things off by saying, wow, that Divas segment was fantastic. I kind of spoiled it for myself a little as I fast-forwarded when I saw the Bellas, and then I saw Becky Lynch come out and I instantly rewound. Well, I won't be fast-forwarding for a while after what I've seen. Now, here's the age-old question. Can they keep it up, or was this just because of the three debuting that made this so special? Let me know what you guys think, and I'll be back here in a few more weeks. Oh, and a cheap plug, check out the newest video from Uncle Roger Productions.
Right, cut it off.
He stars my
Well, Wayne made his directive decision there.
Yeah, he made, yeah. What's up, Al Wayne? You don't like a bit of Uncle Roger's?
What that was.
When people say cheap plug.
Is it because one day you got Roger by your uncle?
I was taking a shower before the Divas segment.
I don't want to hear about your wanking.
Before the Divas segment, I paused. I got back from school, and I just turned on Raw. I was just playing, and just Brock Lesnar and whatever talking.
Hanging around near the swings again.
And I walked into my other room, took a shower, and came back. And all of a sudden, Stephanie was in the ring, and I was like, something's going on. Let me rewind that. And I rewound it, and I started playing it, and I heard from the beginning, and it was really awesome. It was fantastic. And then later, hearing what Stephanie said to them after they debuted in the back, as all three of them, Sasha, Charlotte, and Becky, were crying with Stephanie about the debut. They were excited. Stephanie saying, you now have to maintain this. You guys started something. This is not because we needed you up here. This is because you established yourself in NXT as this competition, as the competition was rising. In other words, the Divas division in Raw and SmackDown can't fucking hold a candle to what you guys are doing down in NXT. So now you have to show them what you can do. You have to maintain that same competition. My only thing is, are you guys going to give them a chance to do it? And how long is that chance going to last?
Well, that's the thing. It's a different promotion now. Yeah. This is a different sort of entity. You know, different ways of doing things. They'll probably only get 2 minutes on a Raw to show what they can do. So we'll see.
If Stephanie's really controlling this, I think there might be a good possibility where they're getting.
She is built like a brick shit house.
Oh my god, she looked amazing.
I bet she's got punch bag clit.
She looks so good. Oh my god, dude, she looks so good walking
lips
down that
like
room.
Frank Bruno. I'll tell you,
her. It was like an orgy in my pants this Monday. Watching
there was 10 women in that room.
Her, Paige, Charlotte, and Becky hug was like, it was amazing.
All right, let's play it. It's my second shift this week. Marry, fuck, kill. Right. So you got to kill 8 of them.
F, marry, kill.
You can marry one of them, fuck only one of them, and then all the rest are dead. All right.
Okay, all right.
Which one in that ring?
I'm probably going to marry Becky. Yeah, I want to marry Becky.
Okay, and who are you going to fuck?
I get so much shit for this on Twitter. I want to fuck Paige. And all the rest of them are going to die. As much as I love Charlotte, I think Charlotte's really attractive. I'm just not that much into blondes.
Okay. Wayne, what about you?
Fuck Charlotte, make a squeal.
Good luck. Good luck, you midget.
Thank you, squeal. She'd fucking eat you for breakfast.
She would eat him alive.
Marry Paige, because then her accent wouldn't annoy me.
She sounds fucking more Norfolk than you.
She is Norfolk.
My thing is, with marrying someone, at least you get to, you know, you get to spend the rest of your days fucking them. You know,
exactly.
That's my
thing.
Big
longer game. It's
a long game, baby. Well, that's why I'm marrying Becky.
I personally would marry Charlotte.
Really?
I would marry Charlotte.
To get to America.
corner your eye, you'd have.
He just sort of go around flares for the day.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you'll be woo! Having sex with Charlotte in the room, and he'll be in the corner when he dropping his pants.
He's a dickhead in real life.
Woo! And then the one I'd have sex with.
To be the man, you've got to fuck the man's daughter.
definitely Becky.
You going to marry Becky?
No, I'm going to have sex with Becky, and I'm going to marry Charlotte.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind marrying Naomi either. Oh, no, she'd be a bit of a bitch, actually. Aaron.
Yeah, she's really annoying in real life, too, I think.
So, thanks. Who sent that email?
That was
Kai, wasn't it? So, we completely ignored it. So, let's move on to the next one, shall we?
All right, Wayne.
Wayne, who's the next one from?
Let's go Andy Anderson.
Oh, wow. This is going to be like the blind leading the fucking blind, this is. Dyslexic reader and a dyslexic writer. This is only going to end fucking one way. Go on.
Cheerio, gents. I was so excited to hear that Wayne was going to be back reading emails that I had to send one in. Sorry, I've got a bit of gas here. As I said on the rest of the cast, what? I reckon autocorrect has done something there, hasn't
it? Here we go, look. So, rest of the cast. I think he means WrestleCast.
WrestleCast. His phone has changed it.
Hell, Jesus Christ.
But I'm going to read it as it says it, because it's quite funny. As I said on the rest of the cast, that you can find on the DSJMP network for only
$9.99. Because there's no such fucking show, you twat.
For only $9.99. Oh, wait, never mind. It's for free. Yeah. And I am tired of them talking about Lesnar beating up that car. I'm over it. I hope to be done with it, hopefully, at the end of Battleground. How do you guys feel?
The car
was good.
They didn't have, they milked it a little bit, but, you know, it's a 3-hour show. Couldn't really give a fuck. I don't know why they had to crush it. What did they crush it for?
I don't get that bit.
That was a bit shit, wasn't it?
Paul Heyman crushed it. Supposedly, Paul Heyman crushed
why?
It. He said on, I think he was on SmackDown, they crushed it. I think I'm right about that. They crushed it on SmackDown to show that.
As a symbol.
Yeah, he's like no chance in hell of beating Brock Lesnar or something like that. Or this is Brock. This is the crushing of Seth Rollins' career as a symbol.
Fair enough.
I'm not
going to get fucking shit my pants about it.
This is even better moan that he does now. Right. I also don't know about axe handles. Could they come up with something better? It's something different, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, mate, how about a machine gun? Would that be better for you? For little kiddies watching? Fucking machine guns.
I like it. It looks brutal.
I like it.
But
I like
without
it too.
Being that offensive.
That's what I
looks
said.
Better than a fucking kendo stick, I tell you.
Oh,
that.
My God. It looks so much better than fucking kendo. Those kendo sticks are bullshit.
So, yes. I mean, you can't take that many chair shots to the head anymore. So the chairs are out.
Can't take any chair shots to the head anymore.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, you can't utilize the chairs as much. I wouldn't mind seeing some more tables around.
Yeah, tables should be used.
I haven't seen
more.
Tables for a little while.
Yeah.
But the axe handle.
It's something different.
Yeah.
I kind of dig it.
To see an axe wound on Raw rather than a.
Damn you. I was just about to say we saw fresh axe wounds.
We did see lots of axe wounds.
Oh, I wish we saw those axe wounds.
But yeah. Grow
I'm
up.
Also excited to see the NXT women came up. Yes, DV, even Man Mole Face Charlotte.
Yeah, he doesn't like
fucking hell because he's a looker, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Of all people, he's the one that decides what's good looking and what's not.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Andy. I'm going to send Charlotte a picture of you and say, this twat just called you Man Mole Face.
Oh, I would love that. Please do that. I will retweet it.
Please
right now.
Retort.
Please retort.
I hope you either Triple H or Stephanie get a chance to book it instead of Vince. Thanks for reading my email, and that has been my nickel that Ant can shove up his ass.
It's been more of a, that was more of a nickel, by the way. That was a lot more than a nickel you just
that was
a, yeah.
That was at least four nickels.
It's
there.
Like the longest email ever.
What's four nickels?
Four nickels, 20 cents?
A buck?
What?
Stuck a buck up your ass.
How does a buck equal four nickels?
I don't know. Buck sounds like
I'll fuck you up the arse in a minute if you don't shut up.
It's not a buck does not.
My name's Andy Anderson and I'll buck you up the arse.
I'll fuck you up.
My name's Wayne. I don't know how to do math.
Wayne, shut up. Let's go on to the next. I'm fucking doing a devil bump now. I'm saying, telling people shut up. Wayne, because we've done fucking 47 minutes and we're not even past the emails. Let's do the next one, which is Pounds of Justice. Thank you, Andy, for the email.
Thank you, Andy.
Hello, my friends. Firstly, apologies for my absence in contributing to the show, but I hope from now on...
He's so nonchalant about all of it. He just reads it like he's just, hello, my friends. There's no inflection in his voice. There's no nothing. He has no entertainment value to this email segment other than the fact that he fucks up words. That's it. It's the only thing he adds to this entertainment right here.
Go on, Wayne.
But I hope from now on I'll be able to be a tad more active. I would be more... Oh, shit. I would be interested on your thoughts in the Divas segment from this week's Raw.
Done it.
In particular, to bring up the three ladies from NXT.
Done it.
Do you think it was wise to bring up three at once, or do you think a more staggered approach would have been better? And how will they be booking them change now they're up?
Whether we like it or not, NXT is a developmental territory. They can rape and pillage however much they want, and they can rebuild down there as much as they need to. Exactly. They can take as much time as they want. Yeah, they can take as much time as they want. The person I felt really bad for on Monday was Bayley.
She'll probably be Divas champion.
That's probably who's going to get strapped in NXT. Yeah. But she's just as good as the rest of them. She's put on just as good as many matches in NXT.
Okay, Vamp. So you're Bayley. Mm-hmm. You look a bit downs. So you got that down with you.
Don't say that about her. I like her.
She looks a little bit down.
She does not. She's very attractive.
Okay. In a sort of like a sympathetic sort of way.
Fine. I like to fuck retarded.
But anyway, so I sit you down in a meeting. I say, yeah. Bayley, here's the deal. You can either come up to the main roster next week with two other girls, or you can stay in NXT for a few months and we'll strap you.
You think it's going to be a few months? I think it's going to be longer than that.
I think she'll be in NXT for certainly the next few months.
I think there's a good possibility they're about to purge the Divas division. Bringing those three up, they're about to let some people go.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah. I don't think the right move would be letting people go. I haven't seen Cameron for a while.
Bye,
I don't know
Cameron.
What's happened to her.
Exactly what I was about to say. Bye, Cameron. Have a good
day. We'll say bye, Cameron. Bye, Eva Marie.
They're not letting Eva Marie go. That's not happening.
Who's Rosa? By Rosa as well.
Yeah,
so you know, there's an Emma. Layla. What's happened to Emma? Emma should be demoted.
Emma's been on NXT for like the last solid month, probably longer than that.
She's getting an NXT push.
She's teaming with Diana down in NXT.
Dana.
That's the chick with the biggest clit in the group, man.
Oh, fucking, she's dog rough.
Oh, she's rough, man. Ugh. Anyway, yeah. she's been with Dana.
Okay, but I mean, yeah, they could probably say goodbye to a couple, and they'll probably bring some more girls up. You know, you've got Blue Pants out there in the waiting. You've got a few girls from TNA who will probably might want to leave and soon. Maya Yim and people like that. You've got Vader Scott out there, lovely jubbly.
She needs to be certain, too.
You know, the talent's out there. You're never going to, you know, it's a big world. There's talent everywhere. So
can I finish the email?
Might as well.
What does this mean for NXT? Do we see some new faces?
Just
will they
it.
Perhaps pick some ladies from the indie circuit like they've recently done in the gents division?
Yeah, we're going to see a lot. I mean, we've been seeing a lot of new faces in the girls division. That's why Sasha's been fighting new girls. Dana's been fighting new girls. Emma's been fighting new girls. Even Bailey, before she got hurt, fought a new girl. They've all been fighting Blue Pants, and there's been like two other girls they've been rotating in and out with them on TV. So yeah, they're about to sign some people, or they're about to, they already have girls that are signed that are waiting to be moved up. They're ready to be, they're TV ready.
They've got that bird that fucking Seth Rollins nobbed.
Yeah, she's still hasn't even made a TV debut yet. But she may have been penalized for that shit.
Penalized penis.
Well, you're not gonna
penalize. That was fantastic. Okay,
you're not gonna
anyway, the actual bit of the email that I really wanted to get to, because this is really nice. Before I sign off, I'd like to say how proud I am of your view on Second Shift and DSJMP. You have been a welcome distraction recently, and even though I don't know any of you personally, I can count on all of you as my friends. I'm so pleased for what you have achieved. Kindest regards, Pounds.
Cheers, Pounds.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, anytime you want to be on, man, just let us know.
Acquaintance, though.
Yeah. Not a friend, just an acquaintance. Anytime you want to be on WrestleCast, you can come on. I don't know if that's Second Shift, but...
I'm only joking. I'm not. should we move on? What should we do next? Let's do Battleground. Should we do Battleground?
I love the shows that we just make each other laugh. That's my favorite shows.
Let's do fuck it. Let's have another laugh. Let's do Kai's bullshit. What wrestling taught us, that awful segment. That
all right, let's do this.
We seem to have fucking brought up from the depths of 80s.
I haven't even heard this, but let's play this shit.
Go on.
Things that wrestling taught me.
It's a whole lot of reverb and echo there, Kai.
Oh, he hasn't done one.
Are we supposed to be saying something to this, or what is this? What are we doing with this?
Oh, is this fucking? This sounds like a children's show.
This is just the background noise.
Yeah, he obviously hasn't done one.
He didn't write you anything?
No, he hasn't done one.
You suck, Kai. All right, let's go into background.
Kai's just no sold us.
Completely.
We had the intro for it, but then nothing from Kai. Took himself out. Gypsy bastard. He's just no-sold me.
Things wrestling has taught me. How to build something up with no payoff.
There you go. That's how I fucking do it.
All right. Go ahead.
So is a farce, but it doesn't matter. Let's go into Battleground.
All right. What do you guys...
Firstly, Wayne, you excited about Battleground?
It's really weird. I found the last few Raws to be... People moaned that the build's been too long, blah, blah, blah. I've really enjoyed the last few Raws to the point where I've not actually looked forward to the pay-per-view because I've actually just been concentrating on the Raws. So anything this battleground, I've gone in with absolutely no expectations. So usually the ones where you do that, you come away actually really happy. So
yeah, no, I completely agree. Vamp, do you sort of concur with that? Since the Raws have been so good that the pay-per-view, it sort of just sprung up on us. It's not really been that much of a consequence.
I think having a break and having a special event instead of another pay-per-view in between the last one we had and this one was good. Because we had, three special events and pay-per-views back-to-back or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
It was a lot. So having that break has been good for everybody. They've been able to source out some storylines. They've been able to get, so you can finally see the forest through the trees finally. I'm looking for this battleground is probably gonna be the best battleground, knowing that Battleground is the worst pay-per-view of the year. This one is definitely looking to be the better one.
Always sort of a build up for your SummerSlam, yeah. Isn't it really?
I mean, having Brock on it's always a good thing. The tag team division's a little they were doing really well, and all of a sudden it kind of faded after Elimination Chamber. The Ryback was extraordinary on Monday, but every other time before that, he's been boring. Since Elimination Chamber, to me, he's been boring. Reigns and Brock.
Ryback's been boring since he's won the belt.
Yep, that's exactly right.
But don't call him Flyback.
He's so boring since he won the belt. Reigns and Bray was doing good, but they did just a little itty bitty segment.
Reigns and Bray's be doing goods.
Did I sound like that? Really?
Yeah, you did.
It was a little bit of a segment on Raw this week, and they've been mainly building that on SmackDown. I get it, but it's just like, eh.
Hey, where's the positivity?
The positivity is in the Seth Brock, the Randy and Sheamus, the Cena Owens. The primetime players and New Day's, I enjoy both those tag teams. New Day has come into their own lately. New Day has just been, it's free birds all over again. I'm really enjoying New Day. And then primetime players has a whole new attitude. I'm looking forward to the Ryback versus Miz versus Big Show match. The Reigns and Bray Wyatt, the R-Truth and King Barrett.
Well, let's go, fucking hell, calm down.
Sorry.
Let's go through them individually. Start talking about it. We'll get our picks and then we'll talk about them a little bit.
Okay.
So first up is, it's going to be a dark match, isn't it? Pre-show. Yeah. It'll be R-Truth versus King Barrett. Wayne, what do you reckon to that one?
This is, by the way, it's fucking Wayne, R-Truth will win.
Wayne, it's for the crown. It's for King Barrett's crown.
I hope R-Truth wins so then he can go back to Bad News Barrett, because I think he's been wasted and not enough Wade Barrett since he's become king.
Completely agree. I'm certainly going with R-Truth on this one, just because I want Barrett to drop that gimmick.
So say it's not worked, has it?
No. And I think everyone's it seems like creative have realised it, which is a good thing.
It annoys me, because if he could stay fit, Wade Barrett could be top tier, in my opinion. And that just annoys me that he gets these like little mid-card pushes, like mid-card straps and King of the Ring, and they just then waste him in like jobbing I really do rate Barrett, but
yeah, but you don't know what you don't. This is the thing, like you don't see what happens. I know
he gets injured. That's the thing. That's what's done it.
Exactly.
The two big pushes that they did with him were like Nexus and stuff. He goes and pops stuff, and you never come back, do you? No. Vince never forgives you for getting injured.
No, so unless you're Daniel Bryan. But Vamp, do you agree with the R-Truth over Barrett?
No. Are you guys high? What is wrong with you? It's for the crown. No, Barrett's not going to lose that crown.
Okay.
He's not going to lose that crown. The only person that picked R-Truth was Biohazard. Everyone else picked Barrett. Ant, you're insane.
No way. I'm going R-Truth. Right, next up, we've got Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. Now, I sort of concur with you, Vamp, because you're saying that it's sort of stale a little bit. Mm. It certainly, a few weeks ago, I was very invested in the story. Now, not so much, but I'm pretty certain that these two, when they do go at it, are going to put on a good match. Who do you reckon is going to win that one, Vamp?
I think it's going to be Bray, and just because he needs a win at a pay-per-view. He needs something to help him out. It's probably going to be a hook or by crook. He's probably going to be like through like a DQ or some swerve. But I think it's going to be Bray. But this is the thing. It would have been a so much better storyline if they actually involved Bray Wyatt's little girl in there somewhere. I would have been way more interested in the storyline. But it kind of just fizzled towards the end of the storyline, and now all we have to do is look forward to
Bray Wyatt's little girl. Don't you mean?
No. Reigns' little girl. Yeah. I mean, they brought up the picture, but you're telling me she couldn't skip school for a day during summer?
I've got a feeling she might be at the pay-per-view.
You think so?
I think that's a missed opportunity.
It's a huge missed opportunity. Huge missed opportunity.
Just give it time. Give it patience. Right. I think that she might be there at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I just think Bray's going over on him. I know, but it's not going to be like a, you know, pin straight up in the middle. It's definitely going to be some type of shady thing. He may use the lantern again. He may do something. I don't know, but
yeah.
I'm not feeling it.
Are you going with Bray as well, Wayne?
I'm going to go Roman Reigns because basically, I haven't even started drinking yet. That's the funny thing. Bray Wyatt jobs at pay-per-views and looks strong on Raw, and this feud ain't really been any different, so.
No, not really. Do you see this one going further than Battleground, though?
No, well, SummerSlam, and I suppose it's too short notice to put Roman Reigns on a SummerSlam program, so.
Exactly. So this is the thing. It's one of those sort of feuds that you think this could go a little bit further.
Would be the gimmick match at SummerSlam, then? Because it won't be a straight one-on-one if it does go on.
This is the way I see it. I think Bray is going to win this match.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe through a disqual... I don't know, but I think Bray will win because he bloody well needs it. But I think his daughter angle is a good one, and I think they've teased it, and then they've sort of forgotten about it. Let us forget about it. And now I think they might bring it back in some way, shape, or form for this pay-per-view. Something might happen, and then there'll be a big feud at SummerSlam regarding
daughter comes out
away.
And smashes a teapot on Roman Reigns' head.
I'll say this
too. Maybe the daughter...
Match.
maybe the daughter walks in the ring with a lantern, you know, something like that.
That'd be good.
A really sort of Pied Piper angle.
And this is the thing, too, that I didn't get a chance to say last night, but, you said you told me to hold some stuff back, so I am. I like the fact that they're using Bray to voice the IWC's opinion. I think they need someone like that right now. They need
They've
a Bray Wyatt.
They've done it before with Cena, remember?
Yeah, no, but they need a Bray Wyatt to say, anybody but you. I like that. I like that. Because that's what a lot of the IWC was saying. They're saying, anybody but him. Because you picked him, and we don't want him, and we don't like him. Although, 6 months earlier, we were on his dick like fucking white on rice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said on the show last week.
I did listen, but I didn't. I do stuff.
You're plagiarizing me again, aren't you?
Sorry.
Like usual.
I didn't mean to. I didn't.
All right, so we all think Bray's going over.
Bray,
apart from Wayne.
Mop, DRG, and AA all said Reigns. Everybody else said Bray.
Okay, so that's pretty mixed then. Yeah,
that's a good mix.
Okay, let's go on to Ryback, Big Show, Miz. I'm not going to give it that much time today because I ain't that interested in it, to be quite honest.
All right.
I can't see anything other than a Ryback retain. So, Vamp?
I'm going with Big Show. I'm going with the odd man out. I think, and this is what I was thinking too, because Mop went with Miz, everyone else went with Ryback, I went with Big Show, and this is what I think, because the Miz can be involved in anything. He doesn't have to be, he's that good, honestly. I'm going to be honest with you. Miz is that good. Ryback needs something.
He's not that good in the ring.
No, he's not bad at the ring. He's just not.
Bad.
Yeah, he's not not top match. He does a lot of the same moves over and over again. He doesn't change up his style a lot. But he's the Miz. He's good. He's decent. I always enjoy him fighting. I like when he's. I like him and Sandow. Him and Sandow were really good. I like him and anybody else. Anybody's fine with him. On the mic, he's great. I like him on commentary. I like him in the mic. I like him on the mic. Keep that kid on the mic. He's great.
Yeah.
The reason why I say the Big Show. Is because, and because I'm an idiot, first of all. Second of all, Ryback, since he's gotten the IC title, has been flat. And he needs something to strive for. He needs that push to beat somebody. So for Big Show to win, to get the IC title, and then Ryback get his rematch at SummerSlam, it makes sense to me.
But what does it do for Big Show?
It doesn't have to do anything for Big Show. It's all about Ryback. It's all about Ryback. If Ryback can beat the Big Show one-on-one at SummerSlam, bearing it be some kind of like cage match or something like that to keep the Miz out or something like that, whatever. It gives Ryback some type of credibility because he beat the biggest man on campus or whatever.
You want a chase for Ryback.
Yes, you have to get a chase. He had no chase to get this title. He was in an elimination chamber. Daniel Bryan wasn't in it. That's why he didn't win. That's why he won, because Daniel Bryan was hurt. That's essentially, we all know that. We all know that's why Ryback has a title right now.
Yeah.
There was no plan for Ryback to get title other than the fact that, oh shit, Daniel Bryan's hurt. We have to do this. We have to do Elimination Chamber for the IC title. That was it. So to give Ryback some type of chase, if like say The Miz gets knocked out and then Ryback gets thrown over and the Big Show pins The Miz or something like that, it's not going to be a Ryback getting pinned. It's going to be in my opinion, it's going to be somebody else pinning, the Big Show pinning Miz or something like that.
Okay.
Ryback's going to be like, you didn't pin me. I'm the title holder.
Oh,
you have to pin me.
Verbal diarrhea at this point.
I was going to fucking say, you done
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, fucking
all
shut
right,
up.
I'll be quiet. I apologize.
Wayne.
Thank you. No, I agree with him a little bit, but he's got the wrong man. It's going to be Miz that wins, and he's going to weasel his way out with the championship, and that'll be really funny. There we go. Concise.
I'm going with the other one. I think Ryback retains. So we're all going for three different people.
So why does Ryback retain? Tell me why. Because I didn't really understand. He does. It's after that what happens.
He's during a build. He's in a build. Why drop a belt that you've just won?
So who's he fight next?
It's beyond me because I don't know. If I knew that, I'd be working for WWE. Because if I was working for WWE, I'd be scratching my head at the minute.
I'm
sure they have 8 to 12 months plan ahead.
I would have put the strap on Neville and let him fight every single night.
Do you know what? I'd love to see a Ryback Neville. That would be a decent. I like that. I quite like that.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
That's the only person
Neville,
I can think
Neville
of.
Neville could easily take that title.
Him, Stardust, Neville. I'm trying to think who else. Like I said, if Owens loses, that's the only other title I see him going after.
But I think they need a bit of more gravitas to that IC title. So personally, I'd give it to a Rusev/Cesaro.
Do you guys see the IC title being in like a ladder match at SummerSlam? Some type of big match where you can involve a bunch of different people?
You can't do it again because that's what they've done at WrestleMania.
I see it though. It's on a guy that's kind of flat right now. Although Atlanta really backed him this week. If you heard the pops for Ryback this week, it was big.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on from that one. Yeah. We gave that one way too much time. Well, primetime players versus New Day.
New Day.
I'm absolutely adore both of these tag teams. I really, really do. Primetime players are hysterical. So are the New Day, and that's all I want, to be entertained. And both of these teams do that. I think primetime players retain. PTP. Wayne, what about you?
Well, I'm pretty sure that it was going to be primetime players would end this feud with the belts and then go on to Rowan and Harper. But with Rowan's injury, obviously.
I thought it was Harper.
Rowan, weren't it? Eric Rowan's injured.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's Rowan.
I love the fact that he corrects you and then goes, I don't know.
No, I didn't correct you. I said I thought.
But anyway, with that kind of up, I can sort of see them giving the straps back to New Day again.
Oh, you reckon they're going to go tit for tat, do you?
Yeah, because I just think they're the team that were really making the belts, and primetime players don't lift the belt up, Juno, for me. So I think, you know, little bit of tit for tat until
Rowan
comes back.
Wouldn't this be a perfect time for a tag team tournament?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Not on the pay-per-view. I'm not saying on the pay-per-view. I'm saying outside the pay-per-view.
No.
Why not? You don't like tournaments, do you?
It's not that. It's just the fact that their tag team division is fantastic at the minute. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Wait. We dropped a lot of tag teams lately. It's not that fantastic anymore if you think about it.
What do you mean? Who have we dropped?
Bring it down. Tyson Kidd
and Cesaro
gone.
And
Eric and
Usos.
Rowan.
Mm-hmm. And Eric Usos. Rowan and Harper.
You just eliminate three of the top tag teams.
Yeah.
But they'll be back.
But who else you got?
Who else we got? Tell me.
Still got Lucha Dragons.
Yeah. We've only seen once.
Yeah, which is a good thing, because that means they can be rotated.
Since the Elimination Chamber, we've only seen them once.
So why on earth would you hold a tournament with only two or three tag teams?
No, they have more tag teams. We're just not seeing them. And that's what I'm saying. It's a good way to get them. Why have we not seen the Ascension? Why have we not seen the Lucha Dragons more? Why have we not seen another tag team that they could put together of people that aren't doing anything right now?
Because they're putting onus on the New Day and the primetime players at the moment, which is a good thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think they should use the New Day. But the primetime players, I don't understand why they're using them so much in the ring when they're the title holders. They don't have to fight, right? I mean, I'm just trying to think of a different way to get other tag teams up there with these two tag teams. And I think a tournament or even just a number one contendership would be great for them to fight. The Ascension, we're not using the Ascension. Granted, nobody likes them, but everybody likes Lucha Dragons. Why aren't we using those two? They put on great matches in NXT, you know?
Enzo and Cass just... That might happen, but...
Enzo and Cass just got shit on fucking NXT, which their tag team division really pisses me off right now.
They will be winning a tag team on the night before SummerSlam.
No, they can't. They're not number one contenders.
No.
Before SummerSlam.
The villains are.
Yeah. Oh, you said before SummerSlam. Okay.
Before SummerSlam. The special before SummerSlam. That's Enzo's and Cass's big payoff.
I don't see it because Vaude Villains have still got to have their title shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one will be on the special because they've now got to build a feud for that match at the pay per view.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So who wins, Wayne, on this one? Primetime players on New Day.
I'm gonna go fucking New Day.
You're going New Day. Vamp.
I went primetime players. Only two people went New Day.
And I'm going primetime players as well.
Biohazard and Wayne went New Day. That's it.
Me and Bio are agreeing too much.
Everyone else went primetime players. Bio's number one in the picks right now.
There you go, Wayne. You're in luck. Okay, let's move on. We've got three more to get through. The next one, again, another one that I'm not that over on.
Randy and Sheamus,
but it's,
right?
Again, it is Battleground match. Randy Orton versus Sheamus. Van, what do you reckon to that one?
I like this match. I'm a big fan of both these guys, especially right now. Randy's on fire. He is having so much fun, and you can tell when Randy has fun, everyone else has fun. Sheamus is always solid in the ring. He puts on a great performance. I see Randy going over on this one. I do see it.
RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's got the you don't need Sheamus to win. He's got the briefcase.
But Sheamus never fucking loses at pay-per-views. He's a prick.
He also never loses on Raw because that was his 200th win this week on Raw.
There you go. Miss Sheamus, I'm not losing for anyone.
By the way, he has the record. He has the record on Raw.
To the Randy Orton versus Sheamus.
And you know that? He has the record on Raw.
I know. You just said.
Most wins on Raw, even more than Cena.
Yeah, 200 to 187,
it's
I believe.
Crazy, man.
Right.
Wayne?
Brilliant. I'll keep it concise again. I think it's going to be Orton because, like, exactly like Vamp says, WWE logic is he's got a briefcase. He doesn't need to win till he cashes in.
Yeah, and I'm going to change what I said to Vamp. I'm going to go Randy Orton as well.
Did we convince you?
I think you did, but just due to the briefcase. And Sheamus does deserve to lose now and again, don't you, Sheamus?
So, got to put doubt in people's minds.
Don't you, you ginger?
And I do think there has to be some sort of RKO out of nowhere that's got to go down. So, yeah, I'm going for Randy Orton as well. All right. Bollocks.
All right. Okay, that one's pretty much split. It's almost split down the middle.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would be.
It is. This one is too.
Let's go. We've got two more. So let's go to the pre-main event, which is John Cena versus Kevin Owens.
If
Wayne,
I almost put points on this match. It's going to be 45 minutes.
It's going to be a clinic.
It's going to be a clinic. It is. It's going to be a long match.
And it's going to have a really shit springboard stutter in it.
It is, yeah. So Wayne, are you excited? Well, I think we're all excited about this one.
Definitely. And I can't see anyone other than Owens winning it. I just, the way that Cena is putting him over at the moment, I think he's going to go all the way and put him over totally. And I think that's the only way other place the belt can go at the moment.
Do you see Cesaro maybe wangling his way into this?
I think he'll wangle his way into the next one, which will be like a rematch or Kevin Owens by himself. I think that'd be an awesome feud, Cesaro and Kevin Owens. But Cena winning. Because if Cena wins, that's him winning the feud. There's no need to have another Owens match.
No,
and I can't see Cesaro Cena. That's why I think if Owens win, that's when you can bring Cesaro in.
Yeah, no, I know, I agree. Vamp, do you agree with that?
I do. I picked Owens. I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't see it. I don't see Cena winning this one, just because it just makes it. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense for Cena to win. He's had that titles for what, 6 months now, almost. Yeah, almost 6 months now. He's fought a ton of people, and I'm not saying Cena's going away. Or he's going to be moved up to the main event. I'm not saying that at all. I think Cena needs to stay exactly where he's at. He's making so many strides with the internet community right now. He's just doing fantastic.
He's completely changed his persona with a lot of people, it seems.
I just think he's doing great. He needs to stay where he's at. He's being an ambassador. He's bringing people up. He's doing good. And it just makes sense for Owens to win this one. It just does to me. I don't know.
I completely agree. To me, like I said earlier, it would be job done for Cena.
Yeah.
It would be from winning the title to then handing it over to a guy like Owens, which is ultimately the whole point of him having this US title. Mm. It would be job done. Then I can move on and do something else. Hell, maybe even get myself into the world title picture again and beat Ric Flair's fucking record at one point, which I think he will.
Oh, he will.
So,
he will.
You know, I think that will be Cena's bit where he goes, okay, Kevin, you won it, you take it and you roll with it, mm-hmm. and I'll go and fight for the world title at some point.
Yep.
Here's one for you.
Yep.
Which one's he built up most, Kevin Owens or the US title?
Both. Everyone's built each other up, and that's been the great thing about it. Cesaro's been built up. Hell, even Cena's been actually a little bit built up by this.
This is what titles are supposed to do.
Yeah, everyone wins out of this situation. It's been absolutely fantastic.
In my opinion, this is what they wanted for the IC title, too. They wanted two people to be...
Yes, they did.
They wanted Daniel Bryan to put the IC title on the line on SmackDown, and they wanted John Cena to put the U.S. Championship on the line on Raw. That's exactly what they wanted done. And because Daniel Bryan got hurt, it didn't happen.
No, but there you
damn
go.
Daniel Bryan and his mushy brain. But
his 5 foot frame.
But I've got an. I'm going to do quickly interrupt for a second, and I want to do what I was going to do for a call for the All Wrestler Week in Review, but I'll save it for this show.
I thought we were going to go one show on this show without fucking promoting something.
But I've got a good one, right? US title, I think, should become just an invitational belt after this feud, and not a feud base belt, because that's been the only thing that's ruined these invitational matches, is you know that belt weren't going to change hands because they had the pay-per-view match coming up. How brilliant would it be if you didn't have a pay-per-view, it was a Raw belt, a SmackDown belt, and you had the Invitational, and they could change on those weekly shows. And then you just had the IC title for feuds, and that was the pay-per-view belt.
Are you over on like changing the belt every week? Doesn't that sort of lose the gravitas of the belt slightly doing that?
But no, but that would be the point of the US title belt, wouldn't it? It would be the weekly belt. And as there's more weeklies, then it would change more often than the IC title. I'm not saying do a Vince Russo, change it every month.
I agree with you, Wayne, but I'm going to say that the IC title back in the day when everyone wanted that IC title, Shawn Michaels wanted it, Bret Hart wanted it, Stone Cold wanted it, Undertaker wanted it, when everybody wanted that IC title more than they wanted the world, the Rock, Triple H, everyone wanted that, it was because that was the workers' belt, and that's exactly what John Cena turned the U.S. Championship belt into. So, but it didn't change hands every Raw. It didn't change hands every SmackDown. It changed hands when it needed to be changed and when it needed to change hands, when it made the other guy or it made two other guys or it made three other guys. I think they're doing exactly what they need to be doing. They're making a good storyline, good matches. They're teaching younger generations now that these wrestlers can do all sorts of crazy things, especially Kevin Owens. I'm seeing him doing different moves every time he gets in the ring, which is just great. And I think they're doing exactly what they need to do with it. Now, the IC title, they could change it into that. I might agree with you on that one.
That's what I'm saying. Have the IC title to practice, because basically your mid-card titles are the practice for the future, isn't they? For the big time.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to be.
So you should have the IC title, because if you've got two mid-card belts that don't look like you're unifying them, you've got to have different purposes for them. I'd say use the US title to make your weeklies interesting. I'm not saying change the belt every week, but I'm just saying have that element of it could change hands this week, which with the Invitationals ain't been happening because you know that there's going to be a thingy coming up. You know that Rusev was going to come in and interrupt. But so have to get an instant segment on Raw and SmackDown every week, like, oh, we're going to have a title shot. And then use your IC title as your feud, your monthly build, your pay-per-view belt, your sort of that mid-card bit, and use the belts differently.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're trying to get at. And yeah, it's a fine idea. But then you might as well just throw one of those titles in.
You might as well.
Because it just lost everything. Because you're saying it's a weekly thing. It's just a title that means nothing.
It's a TV title.
Nothing happens at a pay-per-view with it. Yeah. It's just a weekly Raw title.
It's a TV title.
You've just thrown the history of that title.
Yeah, it's the WCW TV title. Nobody cared about that title.
Do not.
DRG cared.
DRG was not that big of a fan of WCW. Anyway, let's move on here.
Okay, let's move on. Final one, because we have been on a long time now. Final one is Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar.
Do you guys want to hear what everybody else picked before you picked?
No, not really.
Okay.
they're American, I don't get it. To me, it has to be Brock Lesnar winning, but Seth Rollins going home with the belt. Wayne, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the prediction. I'm going to be a cheapskate here and just go that Rollins leaves with the belt. So that could either be through disqualification or I can't see a Rollins wings. They've got to make Brock look strong. So on that theory, that will be a Weasley disqualification or Brock goes fucking mental or something like that. But Seth Rollins will have the belt at the end of the night.
Completely concur. Do you concur?
I do. I said Brock DQ. Yeah, Brock by DQ. But he's not going to win the belt. Yeah.
So that's our thoughts on Battleground. It seems like it's going to be a pretty good card. I'm going to be on the show, the live show. WrestleCast this Sunday with Vamp and a few others. Who else is on that show, Vamp?
Mob will be on, Heavyset will be on, Bio will probably be on. That's AA will always be on. That's probably about it.
Cool. So be sure to tune into that on Monday, I suppose.
Yeah, you guys can see how good Ant is doing on his pay-per-view picks this year by going to dsjnp.com/wrestlecast.
Yes, I'm in last place. Thank you.
Oh, I forgot to ask you, did you want to make any bets?
Yeah, I want 5 points on Rollins. Can I do walks home with the belt?
Nope. You can do Brock DQs or Rollins.
Brock
Rollins
wins, 5 points.
Brock wins.
Brock wins, okay. 5 points. And okay. 2 points on Owens beating Cena.
All right.
Because I've only got 7.
You've only got
Everyone
six.
Else has got 40. Okay, let's move on anyway. Wayne.
Yeah.
Before we go, I've got a little surprise. Ooh. You know, on Cerebral Satire, we do Wayne's facts.
Surprises.
Yeah.
I like surprises.
I've got some Wayne's wrestling facts this week.
Oh, sucky now. Yeah, baby. It's what I'm talking about.
So. Yes, Booker.
Shucky, shucky, quack, quack.
So, Wayne, shall I do an intro?
Oh, I'm going fucking Wayne. Going fucking Wayne's permission, fact, isn't it?
Why did you do that?
I was going to say, what, that ain't that one. That was the other one. This one is Teach Wayne.
Right, so, Wayne.
Yeah.
Did you know that Sean Waltman is the first ever person to hold a WWF and WCW title at the same time?
Really?
The silence was palpable.
I'm just thinking when he did dabble between the two, and obviously they did think he got crisscross. I thought I'd have heard that one before, but I've never heard.
There you go. So you're learning. Wayne?
Yeah?
Did you know Hercules was in the very first match on the very first Starcade?
WCW only got interesting in the mid-90s, didn't it? Come on. Very first Starcade.
Wayne?
Yeah.
Wayne, Daniel Bryan was the only WWE champion in 2014 not to have debuted in WWE in 2002.
Wow, that's basically just saying Cena and Orton, isn't it?
Cena, Orton, Batista, Brock Lesnar. They all debuted in the same time. From Ohio, they all debuted at the same time.
Batista weren't champion, though.
Did Ant say anything about being champion?
Yeah, I said it's Lesnar, Cena, and Orton, isn't it?
Batista.
Yeah, but he weren't champion.
Fucking title.
All right. Stop yelling at me.
Teach Bam.
Yeah. Bam. Do you know Doug and Danny Basham weren't really brothers? They just looked identical.
They just shaved their heads, didn't they?
We learned that at the Hall of Fame. Did you watch the Hall of Fame this year?
No, I didn't.
Me and Ant went on for about 5 minutes and got bored.
That shit.
We just went to look for Medusa, and then we just even give up on that.
Yeah, I wanted to see what she looked like.
She looked good. She looked good.
Yeah, she did look good. Wayne?
Yeah?
Sorry, you was going to say something, Wayne?
I was just going to say we tried perving on older women, but don't worry about it.
Wayne?
Yeah?
Mark Henry has only held 3 championships in his close to 20-year career.
Can I guess them?
You can, but I don't have them to hand, so fuck it.
Is that the fact?
That's the fact. It's okay. A pretty mad fact, isn't it? Three championships.
Hang on, Wayne. I'll look it up real quick.
Don't think that's mad?
I think that's crazy.
Wayne's gone quiet.
How many did Jake the Snake have? Like, he didn't own any, did he?
Jake Snake never won a title.
Yeah, never won one.
I just don't know what you're trying to imply by that fact.
About Jake the Snake or about Mark Henry?
No! Mark Henry.
I was like, he's had
a long career, and he's been quite one of the top tier sort of guys throughout that career. He's only won 3 championships.
I wouldn't say he was top tier. I'd say he had 2 pushes in 22
right,
years.
Shit on my fact then, Wayne.
Which one, Wayne?
Oh, can I guess the titles?
Yeah, go ahead. Good guess. Hurry up, quick.
Sorry, this is my segment now. World Heavyweight. Big Gold, basically.
Yeah, Big Gold. Yeah, big. Mm-hmm.
Oh, would I be correct in thinking...
Tag.
Hardcore?
No, wrong.
European?
You must have had a tag team with Big Show.
Everyone's been fucking tag champion in Big Show.
Go on, then.
You're not going to get one.
Go on, put us out of our fucking misery.
Oh, sorry. He did not win the tag champions. It was ECW.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yep. It was ECW, Big Gold. He did tag title pursuits, but he never did win the tag championship.
So what's the third one then?
Well, he must have held the Big Gold twice then, maybe.
I think he did held. Yeah, he did hold the Big Gold twice.
Okay, there you go. All right, Wayne.
We're going to get corrected on that.
We are going to get corrected on that, but fuck it.
Who gives a shit?
Wayne.
I'm pretty sure he was hard.
Wayne!
Wayne!
Yeah?
Fuck me. A part-time wrestler has been in the main event at the last four WrestleMania events.
Yeah, but WrestleMania is part-time, isn't it? So.
What?
It's part-time WrestleMania.
It is, isn't it? It's like, get your big names in. Fuck everyone that works their ass off for the whole year.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Wayne.
Yeah.
Every person Shawn Michaels won WWE tag team titles with has also been one of his WrestleMania opponents.
Edge.
Are you going to list them all again? Because, again, I haven't got Japan. Marty Jannetty would be one.
Shawn Michaels' Wikipedia is a long one. I can't go over that one.
John Cena would be another one of those.
Triple H. Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah, Triple H. The most blatant one.
I was about to say.
Other than Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, other than Marty Jannetty, it's Triple H, buddy. Stone Cold Steve Austin was another one.
Okay, I've got a few more. Wayne.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he doesn't even know his own fucking name. He doesn't even fucking me.
He doesn't even respond to his own name.
So I hope don't truncate fucking silences. Truncate. Since debuting in 2008, so far, the only year Kofi Kingston didn't win a title in the WWE was 2014.
Wow.
That's last year.
This is why we do Wayne's Facts. Wayne.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy was the youngest wrestler ever to hold the Intercontinental title at 23 years of age.
I'm trying to think of younger people, but there's no point, is there? Because he's the youngest.
No point. Oh, he was the youngest. It's what Ant just fucking said.
He does this all the time.
All the time. Wayne, who do you win the Intercontinental Championship from?
Orton. No.
Nope.
Who was, no, when was, well, how, when, oh, Orton was big gold, weren't it?
Triple H. Yeah. He won it from Triple H.
I don't give a shit about Hardy, I'm just thinking about Orton.
Right, we've got two more. Right, Wayne.
Yeah.
In March 1997, Uncensored had more buy rates than WrestleMania. Uncensored had 325,000 buy rates, and WrestleMania only had 237,000.
Say that again.
In March 1997,
yeah.
Uncensored had more buy rates than WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's the fact.
Yeah, what about the figures?
Uncensored had 325,000.
Oh, I thought you said 100 and something. Sorry.
Why? Why?
And WrestleMania had 237,000.
Why did Uncensored?
That was WCW's attempt at ECW, weren't it?
No,
Sting was proper Crow Sting then when he was the big boy then.
Why did
Yeah, but Uncensored was WCW's pay-per-view version of trying to be ECW, weren't it?
Oh, I know why.
Because WCW had better viewing figures than WrestleMania at the time in 1997?
No, Uncensored was a WWE pay-per-view.
What?
Uncensored was a WWE pay-per-view.
No, it wasn't. It was WCW.
Oh, it was also a WWE pay-per-view.
They're probably calling it WWE now because they own it.
It's WCW Uncensored. WCW was the hardcore pay-per-view. It was like the gimmick pay-per-view. It was like the ECW, you know.
We're talking
March 97, so during the height of pretty much WCW out.
There was a WWE Uncensored from what I looked up, and it was because there was Divas that was topless on there.
What Divas?
Starting the first one that I saw was Tori Wilson.
Mae Young.
Yeah, that's probably flashy. One of them at one point in that pay-per-view. It's probably one of them, yeah. The cat is probably another one.
Right, it's the last one, Wayne. All right. Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk Hogan's loss to the Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 6 was the first time Hogan lost a match by pinfall at a pay-per-view.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Nope.
That really wouldn't surprise
me. Oh, sorry about that, listeners.
Wayne, did you know there was an Andre versus Hulk Hogan 2?
Huh?
Did you know there was an Andre versus Hulk Hogan too? You know the Andre versus Hulk Hogan won him at Pontiac Silverdome, right?
WrestleMania 2, weren't it?
WrestleMania 3.
2 or 3, that's a long time ago.
All right. Jesus Christ. So you know there was a second one, right?
It
was
where?
It was on Monday Night Main Event, and it was viewed by 30 million people.
Saturday Night Main Event, weren't it?
Nope, it was Monday Night Main Event back then. It was Monday Night Main Event back then. Saturday night. Jesus Christ. It was 30 million people watched them fight.
Well, they didn't have nothing else to do on that Saturday, did they? So they put that on.
There's only three channels at the time, so what are you going to do?
That's why the viewing figures are so good.
30, can you imagine that? 30 million people now watching a TV show. Breaking Bad only got 10 million on its finals, on its final
But it's like over here now. It's like insane, man. Over in the 70s, 80s, you used to get like 15 million, yes. 20 million people and that watching
was,
shit.
And that was bad.
No,
that
sorry,
was,
20 million watched blood. EastEnders at yes. Christmas time,
yes.
didn't
yes.
they?
20 million people watched MASH, and that was like amazing. 10 million people used to watch Home Alone every single week, and that was horrible.
Now, Home Alone.
sorry, Home Improvement. Home Improvement.
Kevin!
Home Improvement. Every,
I'd get really bored if I week. Had to watch it every week.
Every fucking week. 10 million people watching it every week. Fuck yeah.
It's only, not as good as it was last week.
You can only see intruders get beat up so many ways. You guys are funny.
Can you remember the
computer fucking playing again? Jesus Christ. Why ain't social services fucking
kill me! Fucking kill me.
Can you remember the computer game for that? That was cool.
No.
Where you had the blueprint and you had to set the traps.
No.
Define call.
Fuck.
But anyway, all right, let's do best of the week. Well, not best of the week, but, you know, final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts for me, I want to go home.
You are home.
Am I?
Yeah.
That's how much this fucking show's taken out of me this week. Wayne, any final thoughts before we go?
I'm just glad Rusev's back properly. There we go.
It's fantastic, isn't he?
He's been brilliant. Even the cold fish comment a few weeks ago. I just think that bloke's brilliant.
This week was better when he said, you American French asshole. Kevin
Owens is not.
He's just brilliant, full stop. And I'm glad he's now back in a main role.
Kevin
so.
Owens is not American, Rusev.
French American or whatever you are.
Whatever you are.
Have you seen that video of playing Street Fighter online?
No.
Fucking brilliant. Watch it.
No, because I've got a life. Why would I watch a fucking Bulgarian wrestler playing Street Fighter?
Street Fighter.
Why not?
Ain't you busy wanking?
No, he's not busy doing anything. That's the problem.
Fucking hell. You don't listen to any of our shows, but you watch fucking Rusev playing Street Fighter. You ever seen Dolph Ziggler playing Streets of Rage?
Oh, fuck yeah! Now you're talking!
You should see a Carter. He's amazing. He's fucking
amazing.
Super right, let's get the fuck out of here. Final plugs and your bullshit. Oh, actually, I didn't ask you what your final thoughts are, Bam, did I? Sorry.
British
he's
people.
He's had enough of them during the fucking show.
British people are mean.
Shut up, did he? What?
British people are mean.
British people are mean. Especially when they're your mates.
That's my final thoughts.
There you go. Right,
GSJNP.com for all three of us. Let's get out of here. Come on.
Yeah, okay. All right, I do want to say a quick couple of things. Obviously, Legend, if you've got through this, definitely haven't.
No.
We do hope you get a bit better.
Yes, Legend.
I know you're out of hospital, so good luck with everything, mate. Hope it goes well. And also, on a serious note, tragic news this week for listeners of the AWWIR. We lost one of our brethren, Eric the Brain Moore. So our thoughts go out to his family at this horrendous time.
Absolutely. Okay?
So from all of us, this is for you, the Brain. And we mean no disrespect by it whatsoever.
Nope.
But thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
And bye.
Bye.
Bye.